Hello, and thank you for calling Liberty Steel Products. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Please select from one of the following menu options. For a dial-by-name directory, press 5. For directions to our facilities, press 6. To repeat this menu, press 9 or 0 for the operator. You.
Please hold while your call is being transferred to extension number 2051.
So you're looking for capital.
Good morning, Liberty Steel.
Hey, good morning. Is Bill there?
Bill Classic?
McCullough.
He doesn't work at this company. I'm sorry. He works at Liberty Steel Industries. This is Liberty Steel Products.
Oh, huh. Looks like I got some misinformation on my file here. Maybe you can help me out. Is there anybody else that I might be able to talk to who's in charge of the finances over there at Liberty Steel Products?
Regarding?
Regarding some past financing that the company's done.
Okay, hold on. Yeah,
is there like an office manager or controller around that I might be able to talk to?
What's it in regards to exactly?
To some financing that the company's done with Hyster Yale. It was in late last year.
Just a moment, please.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hello? I think I was transferred to this call. My name is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I didn't get a name from the receptionist that transferred me here.
Okay. What is it you were looking for?
I'm calling in regards to some finances that the company's done, some business finances. And we had sent out a finance offer in regards to some financing you guys had done with Hyster Yale back in 2015. We mailed it out to the business about 2 or 3 weeks ago, our finance offer.
Okay. You're going to probably have to talk to our CFO. Let me transfer you to him. His name is Jason Miracle.
Jason Miracle?
Hang on.
All right, thank you.
Just a second. Okay, hang on just a second.
All right, thanks.
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. This is Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Look, I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm actually following up on a pre-approved finance offer at Bank and Mail to the business about 2 weeks ago. Pre-approved you guys for some working capital and equipment financing for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back and seeing if you guys have anything in the pipeline in which you might need financing right now.
You know what? Not anything right now. We don't really have anything in the works.
Okay, Jason, is there like a certain time of the year where you guys usually bring on equipment or might look at, you know, needing some additional capital for some of those larger projects?
Not anything in particular. I mean, you can check back probably beginning of the year.
You guys aren't trying to take advantage of Section 179 towards the end of the year
not
here?
Not at the moment, no.
Not at the moment. You guys are sitting pretty well?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, how's business been?
Business has been pretty good.
That's good. All right. How are you guys' sales this year compared to last?
I would say we're probably up maybe 10% over last year. So
that's a significant difference. What have you guys done differently from last year then?
Well, I think we're getting out more and making sales calls.
Sales calls.
You know, the more engagement, the more success you have.
Yeah, you're just pounding away, man, pounding away.
Exactly right.
Do you guys have like a busy time of the year, for when you guys have like these increase of sales?
We do a lot of contract business, so we're pretty steady throughout the year, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Do you do like government contract stuff?
When I say contract, I mean PO contract with large customers.
Oh, wow.
So
all right.
It's we ship based on forecasts, and it's pretty it stays pretty steady. So
that's good. Do you guys have any like plans to grow the business? Because if you guys are up 10%, that's like a significant, you know, increase in everything.
Yeah, no, we put a new line in almost 2 years ago now. That was a significant investment for us. It was over $5 million. So that was kind of, something we're still digesting that. And, a few years before that, we put a new slitter in, which is about $7 million. So we're pretty set right now on our equipment.
You're just waiting for that, that investment to pay off.
Exactly.
Yeah, it takes a little time. I mean, those are big numbers right there, 5 and 7. That's pretty big.
Yeah, they're big investments.
I'm sure.
I appreciate the call.
All right, Jason. Is there a better time to follow up again?
Probably the first of the year would be fine.
First of the year? Okay. I'll give you a call first of the year, Jason. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Sure.
All right, take care now.